Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss AOC's Tax the Rich dress, Nicki Minaj's testicle gate, who pooped at the Met Gala, and Wendy Williams getting COVID. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hey, girly.
Hey, my little girly girl.
Hey, girly. Hey, girly.
Hey, girly.
Hey, girly.
And hey to the other girlies.
Hey to all the girlies. Just wanted to say hey and welcome to your girly little girly morning, girls.
You know what time it is. It's girly hour.
Time.
Oh, girly time.
It's girly hour.
Girly half hour.
Well, oh, it's the girly half hour for me and my girlies.
Welcome to the girly half hour. On this half hour, you will be shocked. You will be appalled.
Check
the
out
the girlies are girling.
Check out the Psychobabble after girly hour.
If you're not on the Discord, you're only getting half the girlies.
You're only getting half the girly hours.
Oh, that's you're only getting half the girly hour because this is a half hour. And,
oh.
And then the other half hour is after the after hours.
Oh, shit.
Is there a dark room at the after hours?
For developing photos?
No, for sucking dick and getting pink
imagine,
eye.
Imagine showing up to a circuit party with a dark room, and you go in there with all your film. You start getting out those little trays for developing the photos.
What is in the little trays of that liquid? What
you
is that
get
liquid?
Out,
development you, liquid, plasma.
Yes, you get out your clothespins. Don't they hang the photos with clothespins?
Sometimes serial killers, I feel like they do when they've been stalking someone with a big camera.
Yes. Well, yes. If you're stalking someone, you have to develop your own film.
You can't take that Kodak into CVS. They are going to be like, what's this super zoomed in picture of some girl's titty?
Isn't it wild that you used to have pictures developed?
Yeah, girl. I used to go to CVS and Meijer and go through people's pictures and just look through people's pictures. Is that illegal? I don't know. It's out in the open. The envelopes aren't sealed. I'm looking for dick pics.
Kids these days, nowadays, have no idea what it was like to go to Meijer and look through the baskets in alphabetical order to find your photos.
There used to be an entire aisle, kind of like the cards section.
Oh, except I love the card section.
Except, no. Except it was just alphabetical bins, so like you could sort by people's
bins.
Last names. So I'd be always looking at people, being like, "Ooh, who do
who
I
would
hate?
You
who
search?
Do I love?" Well, everybody from high school, seeing if I knew any last names in there, and just being all peekaboo inside. There what is go. That family up to?
Let me see their pictures of the Grand Canyon.
No.
Or their Grand Canyon.
You know what I'm saying?
Girlies at the Grand Canyon.
It's girly half hour at the Grand Canyon. It is.
Us giving a tour at the Grand Canyon.
Welcome to the granny sure. Canny. I hope you brought your granny candies.
Wait, what?
Corey, should we go to the Granny Canny?
Have you been to the Grand Canyon?
Just two grannies at the canny.
I guess our first live Psychobabble episode and meetup is happening at the Granny Canny. Granny Canny for girly hour.
I think it's pronounced Granier Kanye. Granier no, Kanye? Ariana Granier Kanye?
I don't do anything with Kanye involved, and you know that. And you know it.
Okay. The Grande Canyon.
Grande?
The Frankie Canyon. Grande Canyon. And Tour Lodge. I think. Let's go. No, I think we need to do our first live.
Don't want to miss Girly Hour.
Girly Hour live at Red Rocks. Because I hear they've got incredible acoustics.
I would love to go to Red Rocks. I was devastated to see that Big Wild played at Red Rocks and we didn't get to go.
Can you
devastated.
Believe our good friend Austin went?
Yeah, he went. That's how I knew.
That's how I knew.
Heard of her.
I wanted to say, where was my invite?
Yeah. I thought
I vaguely remember introducing you to Big Wild.
Oh, no forehead kisses for him next time I see him.
Absolutely not. Not at the Granny Canny.
He's not coming to the Granny Canny or Girly Hour.
He can't come to Girly Hour.
No, he's been uninvited. He's been unalopagetic.
Ah. Hey, you know who's feeling a little unalopagetic recently?
Oomst.
Unfortunately, Nicki Minaj.
Okay, so wait.
We gotta talk about testicle gate.
Thank God I stumbled into this last night when I was stoned just before bed, and then I was sitting there thinking, did we talk about this on the last podcast?
No, it happened minutes after.
I felt like I had to dig deep into her tweets to get to the bottom of the original tweet.
I'm not gonna do it because she quote tweets everything, she retweets everything. She's really burying the lead.
Yeah, and then she's saying, well, I left the original tweet up so you could see what I actually said.
Yeah, and so I quote tweeted that, and I was all like the shocked emoji face, because I'm like, I don't want to say anything more because the barbs, you know how the barbs could be. So I just was kind of like presenting the knowledge to my people who might see my shit and being like, well, ladies, what are we thinking about this? And it's a mess. She's a mess.
Well, I heard the like, whoever's in charge of Trinidad and Tobago, I don't know if it's a president or a
prime minister,
a Lord and Savior. I don't know, but I heard they came
one
out
of the
and
girlies.
Said,
I think their official is one of the girlies.
I think one of the girlies came out from Trinidad and Tobago and said, we've had no cases.
Congratulations on coming out!
They said, we've had no reported cases of swollen testicles due to the COVID vaccine. Okay. Imagine you tweeting something and getting the head girly in charge of a country to say no.
You're not a real pop star until you feuded with a country, I find.
Is that true?
Studies have shown. Yeah, Gaga's not allowed in, where is she not allowed? Russia, remember
space,
that?
Space, I think.
Unfortunately. No, Nicki Minaj tweeted, so this all went down because of the Met Gala. Okay.
Yes. Oh, we can also discuss
which
the Met
we can
Gala.
Also discuss the Met Gala. So first of all, the Met Gala is a you go to it, you wear something fancy. There's always a theme. There's always hosts.
What
you come
was
in
the
theme.
Theme?
The theme I think was something American, but the theme was not coming through. I think usually when it's something like that, people just wear a whole bunch of American designers. I preferred when when the theme was camp. That was really fun because like people were trying to do the theme, and then like, you know, people in their sweatpants at home got to say like, oh, that's camp and that's not camp, like as if we have any type of say.
The Met Gala is the closest we'll ever be to Hunger Games.
Girl, it's not the closest. It is the Hunger Games. Yeah. All of us at home desperate. I saw some tweet going viral on Instagram stories being like, there go the celebrities again getting dressed up and laughing while we all try to figure out health insurance.
That was me. I posted that. Well, I mean, it wasn't my original thought, but I reposted whoever said it.
Well, it's true. However, I will say the Met Gala is a fundraiser, and any celebrity going
for what?
For the Met. You know about the Met?
A museum?
I think like art and like science and nature. Well, I don't see you going out walking children in nature.
Legally, I'm not allowed to. Since my feud with Jacob Tremblay and Millie Bobby Brown.
Millay?
Yeah.
The girls. Okay, so
the girlies.
The Met Gala is happening again, and so the celebrities were celebrityying. We'll get to that. Did you see Troye Sivan at a urinal?
No.
Did you see the picture? So Troye wore a dress. It was beautiful. But there's a picture of him peeing at a urinal, and the caption was something like, Rihanna told Tom Daly to take this picture of me at the urinal. And I said, we get it. You're famous.
I didn't see that. I guess I missed it.
I would like to know some of the shenanigans that go on. We'll get him on the pod. Friend of the pod, Troye Sivan.
We'll get him on for Girly Hour.
So Nicki Minaj tweeted, they want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, my loves, be safe. Wear the mask with two strings that grips your head and face. Not that loose one. So, I personally can't wait to see the fruits of her research. Do people understand when they say, I'm doing research, it doesn't mean a Google search. It doesn't mean just asking your friends or your family what singular thing may have happened to them. Research, my dears, ladies, gentlemen, ladies, gentlemen, research. Research, I'm talking clinical trials. I'm talking, what is it called when you have a test? A studies, a thesis. You're gonna have
dot matrix. No, that's a printer.
You're also gonna yes.
Scantron.
You're sure, ooh, and you're Scantron. Going to be researching, and you're gonna be studies. Did I already say studies?
Yeah.
Clinical trials, maybe even. I don't even. But things.
What's that thing?
It's
called?
Not. It's not a singular Bing search, bitch.
What's it called when you do research and you have to have a thesis? No. You have like a control.
A control? Well, I was trying to think of a control. So yes. Anyway, so I just need to see. Not only is this some dumb shit Nicki Minaj is up to, but it's reinforcing the exact issue that we are having right now, which is people thinking they're able to do their own research when we have people that are actual scientists that know shit and do shit for a life, for like a career, who do that for us. Like, why are we not trusting the scientists to do research because that's their fucking job? In what world are we waiting for our pop stars to do their research? They don't mean research. They mean self-fulfilling Google searches that reaffirm what they want to find. Anyway.
Did you read the tweet about her cousin's friend or something?
Well, and so...
Okay, so I didn't even read your first one about the Met Gala. I had only seen the one about the cousin.
That's how it started.
Okay, how it started, how it's going.
And then something about a testicle. I'm Googling testicle and she, in the headline.
She tweeted... Okay.
Swollen testicles. Okay. My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent.
Mm-hmm.
His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. And so the White House, Fauci, U.S. infection disease.
The leaders of Trinidad
experts,
and Tobago.
The girlies at Trinidaddy. The Trinidaddies in the Tobagos.
There you go.
Had to weigh in. They all had to take a day off from their important work because Nicki Minaj knows somebody who got chlamydia but blamed it on their vaccine.
Yeah. Yep.
So let's just clarify for the people at home. The U.S. infectious disease experts say, Fauci says this, there's no evidence that this happens, nor is there any mechanistic reason to imagine that it would. Mechanistic. Go off, big word. Wait, what? Technotronics is how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Not you with a Big Brother reference.
Thank you. So now what are the barbs to say? Okay? Do y'all just look the other way? I mean, this is like some top tier, next level misinformation spreading. Like, yeah, your pop queen may be charming and funny sometimes. Everybody's is. But, like, accountability is accountability, especially when it's your fave.
Yeah. Well, so, she said she was going to get the vaccine so she could tour.
Oh, I'm sure. Oof. Did she really say that? That is so gross. I don't mean to be anti-Nikki. You know, I love Nikki. I love Itty Bitty Piggy. Blazin' is a bop. Blah, 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 blah. I know many of the raps. I'm a bit bummed. Here she is tweeting about hashtag Ballgate Day 3. And she's going on to defend Tucker Carlson, saying that that he's got a good point about the whole situation because he was defending her. And then people were like, that's a white nationalist. And then she's like, oh, I'm not allowed to agree with people that are on the other side of the political spectrum. And then it's like, girl, the duggers be digging the grave. You know what I'm saying? She's been dugging.
It's already done dug hers. She's already done dug hers.
It's annoying. It's annoying.
You're telling me.
To the barbs out there, how do you feel? We want to know. Let us know.
At Girly Hour. Show up at the Granny Canny.
Show up at the Girly Hour. The Granny Canny, we will be having open hour to discuss.
Come with your opinions. Come with poster board signs. Make it very American Idol early days.
With that said, I will say, there is a long history of the U.S. government doing things to people of color in disenfranchised communities that would leave those communities untrustworthy of the government. So I validate that. However, when scientists universally agree on something outside of a singular government, listen to the scientists, I would say, and form your opinions, not based on your one friend who has a testicle that's big.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Speaking of the Met Gala, oh god.
Yeah, let's go there.
Wait, did I see? I saw this. Did I see? Did Lady Gaga make a comment about people having reveals at the Met Gala?
I don't think so, but I don't think she was there. But I was getting Lady Gaga from the camp year when she did the pink with the reveal of the pink and the cart. Remember that and like the big eyelashes. Do you remember this outfit that I'm talking about?
No.
When Lady Gaga... Are you serious? It was last year, I think.
I don't pay attention to the Met Gala. It's all too Hunger Games. I never know the theme. I very rarely think, oh, look at that cool fashion.
Oh, I often do.
I think, who... I just couldn't... It just doesn't get me going. It just doesn't warm my oven.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like my cup of tea. It's not like I live and breathe for it. It's not like I have to make a reaction video telling you who dressed well for it. I'm just kind of like, you know, it's fun to see what people get up to. I like to see my pop queens go have a good time. Plus, I like the idea of all of the celebrities. It's a very tight list. Like, to hear Troy's tweet about Rihanna and Tom Daley in the bathroom with Troy, it's like, okay, I want to hear more of those shenanigans stories. So whispers from the Met Gala, you know, if you will. should we go from the Granny Candy to the Meti Galley?
Next year, I definitely think we're getting invited next year. I think this is our in.
Should we just volunteer as wait staff and try to wiggle in?
But I was going to say, you know, it's just, it would turn into the camera on you and I with you smiling and me making the same face that I made at the Streamies that one year.
Oh, no,
that would be me at the Met Gala.
No, well, there's no YouTubers on stage.
You don't think I would make that face at celebrities?
I don't know. So AOC went. I think the Met Gala. Okay, before we get into that, the Met Gala, from my understanding, is your ticket is a donation to the Met Gala. Donation cost.
I thought someone said it was $35,000.
Here's how much the Met Gala tickets cost and how much money it raises. Okay, tell me more.
What's the tea? How do we get in?
A ticket?
Can we start crowdsourcing now?
This is in the 1960s. No, tell me today. Why would I want to know how much a ticket in the 1960s cost? Apparently,
$100. I thought I saw it was $35,000.
$35,000 each, but usually they're given the ticket from a chair sponsor. Like
another rich person buys a ticket for a rich person.
Here's how. Let me tell y'all how this works.
Trickle down economics.
I think it's tickle down. I think it's like a lot of galas, like for nonprofits and stuff. Usually, a sponsor of a corporate sponsor. So like Bank of America or the Wall Street Journal. Usually it's a corporate sponsor for a nonprofit. But then for the White House Correspondents' Dinner, it's usually like the Washington Post, like the Huffington Post. They each get a table. Okay. I don't know if they pay for it or what. But for this one, it seems like they pay for it. And then they fill up the 8 seats at the table with who they want to invite to like curate an experience of that table of who they're bringing, I think. But I guess Anna Wintour.
So rich corporations who don't pay taxes giving seats to rich people who don't pay taxes.
So I don't know if that's how it works for the Met Gala. That's how it works for other galas. This says the event is co-hosted by Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour. She's an honorary co-chair this year and a handful of celebrities and public figures. Attendees are expected jaw-dropping outfits. This year's theme is In America, blah, 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 blah. A ticket is $30,000. $15 million could be made from the event. That's a lot of money. While stars are given invites by Wintour, it's very common for a brand to host them and buy tables at the event for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Stars may also be accompanied by the designers who dress them. That makes sense. So when people were complaining about AOC going to the Met Gala while wearing a thing that says tax the rich, she wore a dress that says tax the rich, to an event that is surrounded by rich people, for rich people, by rich people, blah, 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 blah. Being like, this person spent $30,000 to go, what a hypocrite. These idiots don't realize that maybe none of the celebrities there paid money to be there. No, ma'am. That's not how that works.
I'm saying. Hunger Games, baby.
Sure. I don't know. I personally liked AOC's dress. Why not say a message that you believe in front of the people you want to read it? Hello? That's like
And then the whole next day of like, it was the dress impactful? Was the dress not impactful? Well, the words tax the rich were being said by a lot of people in the country because of it. So I would say it was a conversation brought to the forefront.
Well, bitch, do something.
Do something. I'm doing it.
Submit a bill. Write some legislature.
Tell Trinidaddies.
Tell the Trinidaddies and the Trinamamis.
So that's the that on that.
Okay.
Anyway, so Corey, what else is new? Anyway.
Well, you know, I've just had a very busy week of being stoned on the couch.
Per use. That's cool.
What?
That's great.
I was so stoned last night, and I sent you the best Twitter
thread. Oh, my God. Well, I watched it. I saw it last night, but then I clicked it this morning. It's a full thread of what?
Did you scroll through?
Yes, I
did. It was an entire Twitter thread of the most chaotic places Jesse J has performed.
Okay.
And when when I thought this thread was going to... I'll post it in the Discord. When I thought this thread was going to die after, like, four threads, and it went on for, like, 18...
I feel like I've quote-tweeted this before, honestly. Or wow. I've quote-tweeted a thread that is just like this at some point.
Well, as a Jesse J stan, I'm pissed that you didn't bring this to my attention.
That's my bad. We'll post it in the Discord, but... a couple examples include, what are your favorite ones of where she's performed? It's basically like, the thread says, the most chaotic places Jesse J has performed. A thread. Number one, mid-flight on a Boeing 474. And there's video of her performing with a microphone, a backup guitar player in first class. I don't even know if this is first class. She's waving at people in middle seats.
It's just... I thought it was gonna bully her and just like talk about her performances when she just used to do her like subway performances, but no, it was her at a CVS.
There was not a CVS, was there? Her dressed as a gorilla in a public square.
I didn't know if the gorilla one was real.
That one's like real.
Her on a double decker bus.
Here's her in a Guess jeans store.
Her on a roller coaster.
Oh, the CVS one was not her at a CVS. This is her, during COVID when she went to CVS and bought all the lights from CVS, like I have in my house.
Oh, very you.
And she put them in her living room and did a performance. Oh my God, yeah. All the lights are only green because that's all they sell at CVS is those like green laser lights.
It's very Waiting for Tonight by the Jennifer Lopez.
Here she is at an underpass freeway overpass. Under a freeway overpass? Underpass? Here's one of her singing on a roller coaster. Yeah. Why?
In the bedroom of a fan in Brazil.
She better. Good for her.
Listen, no one hustles harder than Jesse J.
The world is her stage.
The world is her slage.
The world is her stage, and we all unfortunately got comped tickets.
Well, lucky us, the real Jesse J stans of the world.
Who? Us?
Me. I'm the real Jesse J stan.
Name two albums.
Sweetener.
Oh.
And Price Domino.
It's all.
No, Alive.
Uh-huh.
I think Alive and Sweetener. What was
name
first
one album, I guess.
I just named two.
Okay. Well,
Alive and Sweetener. And then I forget what her one was called.
Sweetener is not a real Jesse J album, is it?
Yeah, Ariana took it from her. Let me see.
I'm reading that Wendy Williams has COVID.
Oh, I was so
close. As of 3 hours ago, Corey, Wendy Williams has COVID.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What are we going to do? I hope she's well. I hope. No joking about this. I hope everyone that gets COVID is safe. But I hope she got the vaccine. I hope it's a breakthrough.
Honey.
This tweet that went viral about it says, first show back is going to be like, clap if you've had COVID. Yeah, I was sick too. I survived. You know, who didn't survive? The unvaccinated, they're dead. Did anyone watch the Met Gala? That is how she talks.
That is, I thought that was her script. Are you following her script
right now? Clap if you've had COVID.
I've never watched a Wendy Williams.
But you
episode.
Know, clap if you want. Clap if you've ever wanted to kill somebody.
Clap if you've ever wanted to kill somebody.
You know that, right?
She said that.
Yes.
Did people clap?
Yes.
Are you?
I'm pulling it up.
Can they be held?
Clap if you've ever wanted to kill somebody.
Nobody clapped that loud. That's a clap over.
No. People are smiling in the audience about it.
Clap if you've ever wanted to kill somebody.
And Nicki Minaj is on the image behind her on the screen. Coincidental. Yeah, people in the audience looking at each other being all like, yeah, you know, I have. While they clap.
Would you clap? Name one person you've wanted to kill.
Honestly, you know I'm a pretty peaceful person. I am not about that violent life.
You seem very frustrated. Slap a table, like.
Oh, that's really rich coming from you.
What have I ever slapped a table?
You've done worse. You want to talk about it? You want to talk about it? I told Hudson what you did once, and he was gasped. He's like, "Should I bring it up?" I said, "Don't bring it up."
What? Once? Are you talking about the Catan board?
Catan gate. Once we were on vacation.
This was, you were pre-warned. You were pre-warned. I was pre-warned.
Just because you warned somebody that you're going to flip
if
the table.
If you say, if you put out into the world, if you cheat, you say,
who cheated? Who cheated?
You and Evan.
We didn't. How did we cheat?
You traded cards without actually trading cards. You just said, he said, I'll just give you two sheep for free or whatever.
No.
That's illegal. That's illegal. That's illegal.
No. And so when you said that,
exactly
I said, okay, I said, okay, you give me all your cards and I'll give you, we did a trade that was a transaction you didn't like. So he gave me like three of his cards. I gave him one and he gave me two and then I gave him one.
No, It was a trade for nothing trade.
Anyway, we were realizing at the end of the game
whose memory is better in
we were realizing instances. At the end of a Catan game that Corey could not be beaten unless we banded together.
So
and you
we
know
cheating.
What?
It Corey was a couldn't lesson. Be beaten.
It was a
so
lesson
we,
in,
so we started
in not
cheating.
Crossing the picket line. So. It was a lesson in solidarity and uprising. And you know who didn't like it? The bourgeoisie overlord, Corey. And he flipped the table and pieces of Catan went everywhere.
The true story is I was about to win on my next turn. They knew I couldn't be beaten. Tyler gave all of his cards to my ex, and while they were scheming, trying to come up with a plan, I said, if you do this, if you cheat, I will flip the board. And they proceeded to hand over an entire deck of cards for no trade to try to win. So she flipped the board. And I stand by the decision. I helped pick it up.
I actually don't think you did. I actually don't think you did at all.
I helped pick it up because I knew in my heart of hearts that I was winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Anyway. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
It sure is. What a fun way to lead out.
I have to go. I actually have girly
I didn't
after
ask.
Hours.
Oh,
don't
wow.
you?
Yeah, I've got to get girly and squirrely in.
Okay, so I'll see you at the girly after hours on the Discord. If you want to join us on the Discord, patreon.com/psychobabble. When you become a Patreon supporter, you get access to our Patreon exclusive Discord server where
yes.
we discuss all things pop culture. So join us. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me flipping the board because flipping the board for the Lord. Yeah.
Oh.
At Girly Hour at the Granny Candy.
Okay. You can find me in a stall at the Met Gala listening to Rihanna tell Tom Daly to take a picture of Troy while I'm taking a dump.
Oh, don't say taking a dump.
What? People do it. Everyone poops.
Everyone dumps.
Who pooped at the Met Gala, do you think?
Oh, my God. Who?
Everybody.
I would love to know who pooped at the Met Gala.
Hey, should we do an investigative journalism next year and try to, like, plant some celebrities to keep to spy in the bathrooms?
Yes, and we will...
Who be pooping? Who?
Who pooped at the Met Gala?
I think Jessie J was pooping and performing at the Met Gala. In the stall.
That's
she's humming,
the, like, next...
she's pushing.
Domino Baby.
So,
all right, gotta go. Later.
Bang, bang.
It all comes back to Nikki. Okay, bye. I'm really
leaving
now.
Okay, bye.